Bertemu kembali, satu kapal kontena di Pelabuhan Jebel Ali, Dubai terbakar lewat malam Rabu. Kebakaran berkenaan dilaporkan akibatkan letupan yang dirasai di hub komersial di Emiriah Arab Bersatu. Menurut laporan di Associated Press, gegaran dan kerosakan fizikal bangunan turut dirasai sehingga 25 km daripada pelabuhan tersebut. Sehingga kini masih belum ada berita berkenaan dengan kematian atau kecederaan dilaporkan. Kerajaan Dubai pada awal pagi Khamis lapor yang kebakaran telah dikawal. Punca kebakaran dan kerosakan masih belum dapat disahkan. Pelabuhan Jebel Ali mempunyai 4 hub kontena yang mampu menguruskan kapal terbesar dunia. Ia adalah pelabuhan penting untuk kargo global dan juga negara jiran. Seterusnya, saham di pasaran Asia Pasifik bercampur dalam dagangan pagi dengan pelabur menimbang situasi COVID-19 di rantau ini. Dalam masa yang sama, harga minyak turut catat peningkatan kepada $73 setong. Terdahulu, saham di pasaran Amerika ditutup tinggi pada Rabu dengan indeks S&P 500 dan Nasdaq mencatatkan paras rekod. Ini selepas minit mesyuarat The Fed menunjukkan pegawai kanan Bank Pusat Amerika itu mungkin masih belum bersedia untuk meningkatkan kadar faedah. Menurut minit mesyuarat berkenaan, The Fed masih belum melihat kemajuan kukuh pemulihan ekonomi Amerika. Pada penutup, indeks Dow Jones naik 104 mata, S&P 500 naik 14 mata dan Nasdaq naik 1.42 mata. Dan seterusnya, Public Invest Research pada 6 Julai mengekalkan saranan overweight ke atas sektor minyak dan gas dengan jangkaan harga minyak melonjak ke paras $80 setong. Ini didorong permintaan dan penawaran minyak global yang semakin meningkat. Tambahnya, dalam tempoh 12 bulan yang lepas, harga minyak naik melepasi 70% dari sekitar $40 setong pada Jun 2020 kepada lebih $70 setong. Ini dirangsang oleh optimisme terhadap pelonggaran sekatan COVID-19 untuk beberapa ekonomi terbesar di dunia. Public Invest Research menjangka harga purata minyak sekitar $70 ke $75 setong untuk tahun ini. Dan untuk melihat kepada jangkaan harga minyak mentah global dan sama ada ia akan berikan tekanan kepada kadar inflasi di tengah pemulihan ekonomi yang kita jangkakan pada tahun ini, kita bersama dengan Ketua Pakar Ekonomi JUI IQI, Shan Said. Shan, thank you for joining us. As the year commenced, you shared on January 8, 2021 that all prices will meander or hover around $50 to $70 per barrel in 2021. It has now already hit the market. Now all prices are up about 47% year to date. Where is the market heading in second half of 2021? Share with us, where will it go from here?
Rizal, at the start of the year, we based our premise that economies will open up and people will get vaccinated. So on the basis of that, demand will eventually go up. So we said oil prices will meander around $50 to $70 per barrel. For second half of the year, we expect oil prices to continue to remain on the upsurge. I've already shared with a few newspapers last week. We foresee oil prices to be trading between $73 and $87 per barrel, based on the same premise that economies will open up, more people getting vaccinated, and the demand curve remains pretty strong at the moment.
And Shan, the OPEC meeting got postponed, right? The market remained in a stalemate. Who is calling the shots now? Is it Russia or Saudi Arabia or both? And what's the break even for Saudi Arabia, Russian and American oil companies to make money right now?
Yes, Rizal, the meeting was postponed and the market is still in the limbo. Right now, according to our market intelligence reconnaissance, Russia and Saudi Arabia have been calling the shots, and they have been doing for the last 2-3 years. At the moment, we foresee oil prices to remain high because if you see some of the countries, the break-even is very different. If you look at Russia, the break-even is between $35 and $40 per barrel. For U.S. shale gas companies to survive, the break-even is between $48 and $54 per barrel. Mm-hmm. But for Saudi Arabia, if they want to balance their budget, they need at least $79 to $80 per barrel to balance their budget. So obviously, Saudi Arabia wants higher oil price, and Russia can still survive. But at the moment, OPEC, OPEC Plus, they are calling the shots in the global energy market.
Mm-hmm. And let me give you a scenario, Ashan. If you recall, all prices were trading around $147, $146 per barrel in July of 2008. Can we foresee the same oil prices again? What do you think? I think Bank of America, Wall Street, and Goldman Sachs, and few other banks are expecting the higher or higher oil prices this year, touching perhaps around $100 per barrel.
Yes, Rizal, I fully recall that scenario that you are talking about. At the moment, I think the situation is very different. At that time, we have different scenario. Now you have COVID, you have global economic fragilities, but still oil prices are going up. I don't see oil prices touching those level of 147 of 2008, but I wouldn't be surprised if market touches $100 per barrel or above. And we go back to the same scenario of June 2014, if you recall, the oil prices were trading at $115. And by January 2016, oil prices were already trading at $26. And by December 2016, oil prices recovered and they were trading at $57. Mm-hmm. So I think $150 per barrel at the moment, not possible, but $100 per barrel looks very pragmatic and very much on the cards.
Mm-hmm. Shan, higher oil prices could bring higher oil price inflation. This time with COVID-19, market uncertainty, economic fragilities, and above all, business confidence is very low globally. Do you think that the global economy will recover in 2022? What's the forward guidance on recovery outlook and also the impact of these higher oil prices on inflation and growth?
Yes, Rizal, many investors are now questioning whether global economy will recover by 2022. I don't see that happening. We at Jowai IQI expect a global economy to recover by 2023. As you rightly said, economic confidence is lacking. 300 million people have gone into poverty in the last 17 months, starting from February 2020. At the moment, half of the new U.S. COVID cases are now tied to Delta variant. And Delta variant, as you know, is set to become a major predominant COVID strain in the U.S. So I think we are heading for slowdown in the global economy, and this slowdown will continue to create havoc for many economies. So we at Jowai IQI expect global economy to recover by 2023 onwards.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Shan. Saya Ketua Pakar Ekonomi Jowai IQI membincangkan berkenaan dengan kesan harga minyak yang tinggi dan juga kepada pertumbuhan dan juga inflasi. Kita teruskan dengan laporan seterusnya. Individu yang menerima suntikan vaksin COVID-19 Sinovac tidak termasuk dalam kiraan jumlah vaksinasi Singapura. Menurut Menteri Kesihatan Singapura, Ong Ye Kung, ini susulan data keberkesanan yang tidak mencukupi mengenai vaksin buatan China itu, terutama terhadap varian Delta yang mudah menular.
Varian Delta telah menjadi strain COVID-19 paling umum di Singapura sejak satu kluster dikesan di lapangan terbang pada bulan Mei lalu. Kerajaan kemudian kembali ketatkan sekatan mengenai perhimpunan dan aktiviti walaupun telah mulai melonggarkan beberapa sekatan. Kini Singapura hanya membuat kiraan kadar vaksinasi kepada individu yang mengambil suntikan vaksin Moderna dan Pfizer-BioNTech. Lebih daripada 3.7 juta individu telah menerima satu dos vaksin meliputi 65% populasi dan hampir 2.2 juta telah lengkap dua suntikan vaksin. Singapura menetapkan sasaran 2/3 rakyatnya diberikan vaksin sepenuhnya pada 9 Ogos. Selepas mendapat persetujuan penggunaan kecemasan oleh Pertubuhan Kesihatan Sedunia, Singapura mula membenarkan klinik swasta untuk menawarkan suntikan Sinovac CoronaVac pada Jun lepas. Pada 3 Julai, seramai lebih 17,000 individu menerima satu dos CoronaVac dan pihak berkuasa menyatakan permintaan terhadap vaksin berkenaan semakin berkurang. Singapura menyatakan individu yang diberikan vaksin CoronaVac masih perlu membuat saringan COVID-19 sebelum menghadiri acara tertentu atau memasuki beberapa tempat tidak seperti mereka di bawah program vaksin nasional. Singapura telah melaporkan 62,652 jangkitan sejak wabak ini pertama kali meletus tahun lalu.
Dan sekian Niaga Awani, ikuti bagaimana segelintir masyarakat mendepani cabaran kehidupan dalam diary lockdown di halaman Micro Interaktif di astroawani.com sekarang dan segala maklumat lain dalam astroawani.com juga aplikasi Astro Awani. Terima kasih kerana menonton saluran berita paling dipercayai di Malaysia. Saya Rizal Zulkifli, salam hormat.